Well, what of the view from Moscow? What of the impact of the war on people in Russia and on the regime of President Vladimir Putin? Well, we can talk now to Russian expert, CEO of Eurasia Business Consultancy, Chris Weifer, who again has spoken to us on the programme before. Chris, thank you once again for taking our programme, taking our call this on the programme this lunchtime. On this Ukrainian Independence Day and 6 months since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, what is the view from Moscow of the events of the last several months?
Well, look, unfortunately, the answer is that the position in Russia and Moscow has also hardened. And what I saw in March from ordinary people and, other commentators that we speak regularly with was one of shock and concern and fear and obviously wishing that the whole conflict would be short-lived. But that really has evolved in the last couple of months, and now people are almost accepting that this is a conflict that Russia has to pursue and can't afford to lose. And by that I mean is there's concern that if Russia were to be defeated, that it would lead to a kind of internal political problems, social disruption in Russia, and therefore eventually lead to maybe more regions looking for independence within the Russian Federation. So for sure, over the last couple of months, there is a very obvious stubbornness and a determination to see this towards some victory. So both sides are now as far away from any sort of ceasefire or talking about peace as we've ever seen before.
As we know at the outset, the strategy of the West was to try to isolate Russia economically and politically, and particularly to use sanctions to try to strangle the Russian economy and in that way exert influence on President Putin. What has been the impact of sanctions 6 months on?
You're right. That was the stated ambition. And the clear answer is that it hasn't worked at all. If we go back to March, there was a lot of concern about the economic impact because the disruption to trade and of course, concern about whether factories could remain open, unemployment might rise. There were lots of fairly bad predictions. But really, since late April, early May, the situation has completely reversed. Russia, of course, is making a lot of money from exporting oil, gas and coal, even though it's offering discounts to countries like India, but it's still earning quite a bit. $158 billion of a trade surplus in the first 6 months of this year, a $22 billion budget surplus, even allowing for the cost of war. So it means the government has a lot of money to support the economy, to support employment, and to support key areas of the economy, as well as supporting the military. So unemployment right now is only 3.5%. Inflation is coming down, of course, because energy prices and food are not rising in Russia the same way as anywhere else. And there's no longer concern about the economic impacts. There's no financial crisis or no prospect of such. But that's not to say it's all good news. Let's be clear. The impact of sanctions, of course, will be felt longer. The disruption to trade and technology, it basically means that while the economy will be relatively stable, the gap between the Russian economy and the rest of the world will grow, technological gap.
Particularly in relation to access to technology and Russian, before the sanctions, dependence on access to that technology. People will remember the planes being grounded, for example, because they couldn't get the parts to keep them in the air. Now, that presumably is being felt maybe more slowly, but will eventually be felt in very many parts of the economy and in Russian society.
Yeah, I think that's exactly a good assessment. It is being felt more slowly. There is definitely concern in the area of technology. We already see now that new cars coming off the production line are a lot more basic than you have in Ireland or that Russians have been used to. I mean, the car is clearly better than the old Lada, but it doesn't have the gadgets, as it were, on the dashboard or the technology that Russia imports. It'll be more basic. Mm-hmm. And there is concern about aircraft, as you say. The government is already saying that they're stripping parts from some aircraft to keep the other aircraft flying, but you can only keep that up for so long. The question is, Moscow, of course, is saying that they will invest in the domestic technology sector, that they will localize a lot of these areas. But even if it's successful in doing that, you are looking at least a 5, 6, or 7 year gap before Russia can substitute what it's now losing because of sanctions. So that's the impact of sanctions. It's a 5 year or 6 year period of stagnation coming.
Chris Weaver in Moscow, thanks for talking to us.